Jeff is a listener and resident of Westlake, of Lakeside. Residents in Westlake and Lakeside have actually been frustrated over the last couple of weeks. The Westlake Golf Club has done the responsible thing and used grey water and obviously to irrigate its lawns. And that means it's usually recycled effluent water, but in recent weeks it would seem it has been. Well, Jeff, you tell me. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Morning, Rafuli. After another sleepless night in the neighborhood, thanks for the opportunity to raise this on behalf of all neighborhoods that border on effluent treated facilities. The problem is it's been going on for about a month now. It has had to be raised by the community for it to take effect, because the city does not warrant, expressly or implied, the purity of any treated effluent. The onus is on the user and the risk is on the consumer, and therefore the middleman would be the Westlake Golf Course. So that's the middleman, and it's taken the community of either Westlake, ourselves, or Kirstenhof, who get the stench of, we call it the green fog, anytime from 7 o'clock at night while we're eating till about 4 o'clock in the morning, because they water on a rotational basis. The water is then atomized. The water may be pure, it may not be pure, but in terms of the air bylaws, it has to not create a problem for the neighborhood. And it's not just me. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of homes around areas like this that are affected, depending on the direction of the wind of the evening. And if there's no wind, this green fog settles over the neighborhood. And the last I smelt this morning was 5 o'clock when I went to sleep. I'm about to go to work now, so that means about 2 hours sleep. And it's not an exaggeration. I urge one of them to come and live in my neighborhood. As I say, we don't play golf. We don't live on a golf estate. We live in a normal residential area. And when you've got hundreds of homes that are complaining, look, the option is to stop watering with the stuff and take on private water. That would be the option or the responsible thing. But the cost is obviously going to be enormous. We understand that. But when hundreds of residents from, and we're talking about Westlake, we're talking about informal settlements, we're talking about normal houses, not affluent areas. You know, it's normal houses, ratepayers.
No, I just want to get clarity. I'm not suggesting, I'm not questioning by any means like the extent of the impact on you. But when you say like this green fog, are you telling me that we actually have some colored air, or are you telling
me?
No, but it is coming in your throat and you're smelling it. What do you think this is? Is this a question of the water not being treated properly? Because this they've been using effluent water for more than a month, haven't they?
Yeah, 100%. So what happens is apparently we've had an explanation as of yesterday, where there was an offer from the golf club that supposedly, and I've got this on a WhatsApp that says, supposedly lack of maintenance at the Strandfontein settling ponds or thereabouts or something like that. It's very, very airy-fairy, or pardon the pun, has not been done, and we should see an improvement in the next few weeks. They're going to test the water, but the water may be fine, but it's when it's atomized in the air, the stench is actually unbearable. It's actually like living in the middle of a sewage treatment plant. It really is.
Jeff, talk to me. Who have you actually spoken to?
Okay, we formed a WhatsApp group in the neighborhood, which is half the houses in this little area that we stay next to the main road. Mm-hmm. And they've been talking to the management of the golf club, who have spoken to them of late. Who have allegedly spoken to City of Cape Town, and that's the explanation that came up yesterday, that lack of maintenance, and that's on a WhatsApp that says lack of maintenance. We have asked the golf club for an email in this respect so we can try and resolve this issue. As I say, we all go to work in the morning, and it's not very pleasant, waking up at night. So
I'll bet you've never looked forward to going to work quite as much as you do now.
During the day, it's fine. When the golfers come onto the greens in the morning, all the stuff is settled. They stop watering at 4 or 5 in the morning. Okay. So when the golfers trot onto the greens in the morning, there's nothing. Although I would question then if the water is a problem, those golfers walking and playing with their golf balls and touching the equipment, you need also look at the quality. Apparently, they're going to do some groundwater samples, but it's the air pollution that's the bother for the residents,
Okay. Good luck for the day. Thank you very much, Jeff. What I'm going to do, we're going to follow up with the city, but also with the golf course, and see what we can do in terms of a conversation. Thank you so much, Jeff.
A great show.
All right. Thank you. Cheers.